Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4929.
Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
Probably one of the more influential people was my grandfather. He was an architect, so you know, he had a lot of design features in his property, and he incorporated a lot of nature into that.
Mm-hmm.
So it was pretty influential, just kind of the home he set up for himself and kind of the area I got to explore.
Very cool. Okay. What do you aspire to be?
I aspire to be a good person, really.
Mm-hmm.
I see a lot of value in kind of kindness and, you know, making people's lives better. So, really, I guess, making the world, you know, a little better in any way I can.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and how would you describe yourself as a human being?
I would describe myself as pretty easygoing, generally happy and, you know, a nice positive outlook on life.
Okay. What types of things make you happy?
I guess, I really like problem solving, just kind of either whether it's associated with, a project I have going on or, you know, just little hobbies, but they're generally focused towards, interesting solutions. So, that makes me pretty happy when I'm doing that and...
Like staying engaged and active.
Right. Kind of okay. Being busy.
Yeah. And what types of things make you sad?
I mean, not too much makes me sad. I guess negative interactions with people would probably be the most, whether it's direct or indirect.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have and why?
Probably the most admirable qualities are integrity and just a general well-meaning demeanor. I see that as, just good qualities a person can have. Not that it makes you amazingly great in any way, but, you know, that's just a type of people I like and what's important, yeah.
Okay. What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
I mean, I guess just the always being active quality, like kind of personality trait. I just think that's important to kind of get the most out of what you want to do in life, you know,
mm-hmm.
is to stay busy and
mm-hmm.
not be, just kind of waste away.
Yeah, not be boring.
Yeah.
All right. Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
I like to, just spend low-key quality time with my family, whether it's, just playing a game, a board game of some sort, or... just doing some light activity,
mm-hmm.
Going somewhere, or, just low-key interaction,
Just being together?
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or a holiday, and tell me why this gift was so important or special.
Probably it was a gift from my daughter. It wasn't really that it was that exceptional a gift, it just had a lot of meaning. She was younger and, she picked out a couple different tools to give me. It meant a lot to me just because, she kind of understood who I was and what I liked, Normally, they tend towards picking something more they're interested in, but it made a difference. And I knew she didn't get any help or anything, so it just made it important.
Okay. Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
I enjoyed a lot of climbing trees, just being outside. I grew up on kind of a more rural setting, so it's more exploring the outdoors, you know, building dams and streams and walking around and just all activities associated with that.
Okay. Do you have a favorite book?
Probably Game of Thrones. Just
Okay.
kind of working on that right now, but it's definitely a good series, you know, very interesting and
Yeah. Long.
yes.
So I guess what would that be? Fantasy? Is that like maybe would you say that those are the types of books that you enjoy or read the most, or do you have like a favorite genre?
It's probably a mix between, you know, fantasy and nonfiction types. So trying to balance it too.
Okay. And do you have a favorite literary character that you can think of?
I couldn't pick out any one specifically.
Yeah, okay. Do you have a favorite word?
I guess exuberant, just because it's kind of an interesting word, in that I kind of like how it sounds and also just the meaning behind it.
Yeah.
It's an exciting word.
Okay. And so you're reading Game of Thrones. Who would you say is your favorite character in Game of Thrones?
That's difficult, just because there's a lot of characters involved in a lot of things happening. So, I mean,
Or who do you think is going to
that's very difficult to say.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, maybe Stannis. So, I
Okay.
mean, let's see
Okay.
where it goes,
Yeah,
but.
okay. And what's the last movie you saw?
The last movie I saw, let's see, I think it was Epic. We just got it on a DVD,
Okay.
so I watched that one with the family.
Okay.
It's pretty good, you
You
know.
liked it, yeah.
Yeah, it's
Okay.
interesting for everyone, so it's a good movie.
Okay. And do you watch sports at all?
I do watch hockey.
Okay.
That's probably my favorite one.
Okay.
It's always interesting.
Yeah. All right, and what do you do for fun? Like, what are your hobbies?
My hobbies are mostly taking on small projects, whether it be building something or kind of refashioning something, and also gardening. I do like gardening as well, so
So like
mostly
carpentry type stuff or anything like.
it's a variety. I guess a lot of it is carpentry, just because that's probably the most practical when you're trying to make something, but yeah.
Okay.
So,
So would you consider yourself a creative person?
I would. I'd say I have creative solutions for things, so in that way, I'm like pretty creative.
Okay. Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, risk you have taken, or dilemma you have faced, and its impact on you.
I mean, I guess really, you know, becoming a father had a significant impact on me. Just kind of reprioritized my life, you know, in a pretty dramatic way, in a good way too. And I learned quite a lot from it, and you know, it's yeah, it influenced me
Good,
greatly.
good, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Choose a prominent person, living, deceased, or fictional, whom you would like to interview and explain why.
Probably Archimedes, the scientist in Syracuse. You know, I listened to a tape on his life, and it was very interesting what he would do and how many different areas he was exceptional at, you know, in both I guess, the creative sense of problem solving and, you know, both also crafting, you know, mm-hmm. pretty cool machines and just, you know, very smart person I'd mm-hmm. like to understand more.
Okay. Recall an occasion when you took a risk that you now know is the right thing to do.
I knew it was the right thing back then, but, you know, when I was younger, you know, my friends were kind of climbing an ice hill, and one of my friends kind of slipped down, and the way the ice was is, you know, pretty much just a giant sheet of ice, you know, kind of a rare storm, but, he was just sliding down and kind of going off to the side, so it was going, you know, into a patch of trees, but, you know, I kind of was able to get over and, you know, stop him just enough that, so, like, we both didn't go into the...
Oh, jeez. Okay.
Enough, but,
was this when you were really young, or...?
Yeah, probably, like, eight or nine.
So. Okay. So, yeah, you remember that. That was...
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Is there a piece of work, a piece of music, scientific phenomenon, mathematical theory, that has surprised or unsettled you or challenged you in any way, or is maybe your favorite kind of thing that you've learned? Or
one, I guess, phenomenon is that's always kind of puzzled me and just challenged me to kind of wrap my head around was the size of the universe.
Sure.
Just kind of the math behind it. It's, you know, the numbers are gigantic, so to kind of quantify that in space is just, it's a difficult task that's kind of always intrigued me.
Yeah, okay. Let's see. Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
Probably working on a pet project.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it wouldn't be any specific thing, but that's most what I like to be doing. It's kind of either building something to accomplish something or just kind of creating something new.
Yeah. So do you have like a list of things that you want to do, or do you just come up with ideas and do them as you see?
I guess it's more impulsive. Sometimes I, you know, think of a lot at once and I generate a list. But, mm-hmm. you know, mostly it's, you know, every now and then I need something and I can't find it, so I kind of make it myself.
Manufacture it.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
Okay. And who would you prefer to be with?
I mean, probably my kids would, you know, it's just fun to be around them, you know, it's, I mean, it's a high activity time and, you know, it's meaningful to be around them, so it's fun to interact and be a part of their lives.
Yeah, okay. What would you say is your approach to life?
My approach to life is probably trying to find genuine, you know, long-lasting happiness. And just, I guess, balancing that act of living life now and also, you know, making sure life's good in the future.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. Do you have a favorite actor?
I guess Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
I just think all his movies are fun, and you know, he always plays fun characters too. So.
Okay. And do you have a favorite dinner or type of food?
Well, I guess my favorite kind of low-key dinner is tacos. It's always fun, and of course steak. I like steak dinners too.
Okay. Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
I did. I like to play Risk a lot. It was interesting and frustrating, but, you know, it was always very memorable experiences. So.
Okay. Do you play now with your kids, or are they old enough?
They're not old enough yet to really.
No.
But I will.
Okay. Do you guys play any board games?
We do.
Candyland or anything?
Yeah, we played Candyland, Snakes and Ladders. Mm-hmm. A lot of different games.
Yeah, okay. Do you have a favorite season of the year?
I like winter the best. Not the cold aspect of it, but just snow and playing in the snow. I've always liked that when I was young, and I still like it now. You know, especially with my kids getting to go out and play in the snow and sledding and building forts. And
okay. Let's see. Is there a great cause that you feel strongly about?
I guess the cause I'm most drawn to is kind of preservation of nature and the animals of nature. I've always liked that and thought it's a good cause.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If you were a superhero, who would you be and what would your power be?
I would be Kronos. Guy who can alter time.
Okay.
You know, just I think that'd be interesting and all the things you can do, and also it'd be nice to have more time to do some stuff.
Sure. Okay. And if you could be invisible, where would you go and what would you do?
If I could be invisible, I'd probably search out very rare information, maybe like top secret knowledge. Not that I would do anything with it, but I'd just to settle curiosities of what's going on, and I just think that would be interesting.
Okay.
Like a spy activity.
Okay. Okay, and why did you choose kind of marketing or real estate as your line of work?
I wanted to get into the business aspect of it. Understanding real estate, I think long-term, it's a career I could kind of set up my own business in, that is not too demanding, that it would, you know, strain other areas of my life that I'd, you know, like to enjoy, but it is a path to kind of financial freedom that I want to learn how to do, and I think it's pretty solid.
Okay. And then marketing, so marketing as in marketing real estate, or...
It's marketing real estate, coming up with advertisements and also tenant relations.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I guess kind of along the same lines, what do you find most interesting about your work?
I guess the most interesting part is just all the different people I get to meet while interacting. Mm-hmm. You know, getting to hear what they want to do and, you know, kind of their story of, I find that pretty interesting. So.
Okay. If you could choose a different career, what would you be?
I'd probably be either a architect or engineer, just because you get to creatively problem solve, which is, you know, a fascination of mine.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, yeah.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing?
I'd probably have my, you know, own real estate business started. Hopefully owning, you know, a couple either houses or commercial properties, depending on how far I get along. Mm-hmm. And, you know, have a nice life and setting with my family. And.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to travel at all?
I do want to travel to Iceland. I think that'd be
a
really cool place just for all the, you know, natural sights you can see and just the variety of landscapes.
Okay. Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
Probably a low-key, you know, nice dinner with my wife. And then, you know, maybe go for a walk afterwards and, you know, just talk.
Do you cook?
I do cook.
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't know.
Okay.
I can make food I like, but that's about it.
Okay. What do you love most about your wife?
I guess I like how caring she can be, and just how well-meaning and, you know, supportive she can be.
Okay. What is the nicest thing you could do for your wife or have ever done for your wife?
Probably the nicest thing would be to clean the whole house while entertaining the kids. I wouldn't know how to juggle the two, but
okay.
That would definitely be nice for her.
Okay. And how did you meet your wife?
I actually met her at work. We worked together for a while and, you know, just kind of hit it off pretty much instantly, so.
Okay, great. All right, and why did you decide to participate in the donor program?
Probably to share the experiences I've had with, you know, becoming a father. I think that's really important and, you know, I think it would be valuable to share it with people.
Okay. And is there any message you would like to add for recipients or potential offspring listening to the interview?
I would say, you know, I hope you've found happiness or are on your way to finding happiness and, you know, meaning in your life.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4929.